Unit 4.
Hi, would you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, of course.
So, number one, do you know any very young children?
Yeah, so the youngest kid or child I'd know would probably be my cousin who is 3 years old.
Okay, so cousin.
Yeah, and what does he say? Well, he doesn't necessarily make sentences. He more just says words, and then he kind of like gestures. So he says, you know, or like he kind of uses gestures to implicit something. Yeah, that's what he kind of says.
Okay, so he uses words and gestures at the moment.
Yeah.
And number two, as a child, do you remember making mistakes in your first languages? What kind of mistakes?
Yeah, so I am definitely a rare case in the sense that I grew up in Japan learning Japanese as my first language, and then I moved to Ireland when I was six, and I started primary school in Ireland a bit late. So I struggled a lot with both my languages because they were kind of inside my head, and I could never, you know, separate them both. So I stumbled, like I had stumbled a lot in English and I stumbled a lot in Japanese, and I had to go to like a speech therapist and stuff like that because it was really hard for me to kind of like try and learn languages simultaneously.
Yeah. And they're very different languages.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So number three, do you think learning a first language is different from learning a second language?
Oh, 100%. I think like there's a massive difference between being a native speaker and being a fluent speaker. Because a native speaker can really understand or comprehend the language to a full extent and understand its little nuances. And it's just completely different. So when you're kind of learning a second language, it is very much so trying to find like ways of studying that are effective with that language, because studying Chinese will be completely different from studying Spanish per se.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So number four, why do you think babies can learn languages perfectly, but adults can't?
Great question. Fantastic question. I think babies can learn languages because they grow up seeing their parents or seeing whoever is in their environment communicate, and they learn what is correct and what's not. And also, it is said that like babies have way more neurons like active at a young age, and then kind of they die as we get older. So I think that's definitely one thing.
Yeah.
But the main thing that I kind of find is like, once you learn one language, you get very used to the patterns within that language. And then if you try and learn a second language, you kind of try and apply the patterns in that second language. But obviously that does not work. So it's kind of trial and error. It's through trial and error that you really begin to perfect a language. Yeah.
I see. Yep. And the last question, number five. At what age do you think we lose our ability to learn languages perfectly?
So I think it completely depends what you define as perfectly. I think it's completely possible for a 70 or 80 year old to become a fluent language speaker in a set language. But, you know, like, are you going to really understand the full grasp of every single word in that language's dictionary and stuff like that? No. So I think it completely depends on what you define as perfectly.
Okay, good answer. Yep, thank you very much.